stick out the back of the truck, get feisty. Tatted they fade like a Gucci man, nigga went brr, and I made them icy. I give a fuck who like me, go walk it off, my nigga go hiking. Purple track car with the yellow rim bros, I'm catching them clay like a Viking. Running on that, looking for pussy man, running a hit on my rifle. It's hoes on that, yeah she gon' set on her, she tryna show that she like me. My boy down the road, cut a nigga neck, got sway, can knock down a titan. I'm all in they mouth, chewing me up, I made a new flavor with Trident. All the presidents I love dead, what a nigga mean, vote Joe Biden. I stand on a briefcase, big old AK, nigga won't do no hiding. This hoe real bad, her nigga a lane, so look how they got her A-. I'm fuck with a check, Verizon, have a bad friend to tell her no Bison. That pussy got power, I'm bison. Someone get a towel, wipe her. I'm stacking these racks, hype her. Let's shout it, she nasty, trifling. Working that stick out the back of the truck, get feisty. Tatted they fade like a Gucci man, nigga went brr, and I made them icy. I give a fuck who like me, go walk it off, my nigga go hiking. Purple track car with the yellow rim bros, I'm catching them clean like a Viking. Running on that, looking for pussy man, running a hit on my rifle. It's hoes on that, yeah she gon' set on her, she tryna show that she like me. My boy down the road, cut a nigga neck, got sway, can knock down a titan. I'm out in they mouth, chewing me up, I made a new flavor with Trident. Say they fuck with me, a nigga like who, when, well. Say that they fuck me, a nigga like who, when, well. Say they go touch me, nigga, I tripled out there. Pop out up on they streets, and I swear, south stairs. I got a bitch on the block, she living that block like throwing up gang signs. Hold up my gun, she thinking it's fun, I'm finna put the hoe on mainline. Everybody cross my gang, you wanna be gang, you gotta get tatted. Dropped out of school, I hear a fool, when it come to mathematics. Gave him a swag, now he hooked, nigga a crack at it. Nigga won't smoke, then what's up, take a crack at it. Yeah. Working that stick out the back of the truck, get feisty. Tatted they fade like a Gucci man, nigga went brr, and I made them icy. I give a fuck who like me, go walk it off, my nigga go hiking. Purple track car with the yellow rim bros, I'm catching them clay like a Viking. Running on that, looking for pussy man, wanting a hit on my rifle. It's hoes on that, yeah she gon' set on her, she tryna show that she like me. My boy down the road, cut a nigga neck, got sway, can knock down a titan. I'm out in they mouth, chewing me up, I made a new flavor with Trident.
Back with Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR. And when I say back, I mean, listen, I know this is not your first time. You've tuned in before. You've done this before. You know what the Tuesday is like. Listen, if you just stay tuned from Crime to Treasons, welcome. Listen, if this is your first time listening to Off the Beam Path, you are welcome as well. What we like to do here is we like to talk a little bit about what's going on here in the Lower Mainland, what's going on here in the world, sometimes what's going on here out of space. And we do this from the unceded territory of the Coast Salish peoples, including the territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations, here live from the most western part of the peninsula. And if you look outside right now, and if you have heard the wind and you can feel the breeze, you can feel it's not just cool, it is cold. And that is because, listen, we got a bomb cyclone coming in tonight. So I know that it is a little bit tiring of hearing new weather systems, you know, from the atmospheric river to the bomb cyclone. But, hey, listen. Just understand that, you know, I'm here with you. You're here with me. And listen, I got a lot of new music for you. I got a lot of funny stories. You know, I feel like since the last time I've been on air, we have had not just one or two spectacles, but I feel like the spectacles never stop. And listen, this is the place where you listen. We're going to have some jokes here. I was looking at just kind of throughout the years how we've been doing the show, and I did a show in 2016 right after the election, and I listened to it. So I'm going to tell you about it when we get back. Listen, stay tuned, stay safe, and stay tuned into the music. Listen, because we got some good stuff coming out. Listen, I'm bringing you some African Alien because it's a little trippy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. African the alien, coming from a hot planet. African the alien, moving like he's nomadic. African the alien, grew stronger when they swung the whip. African the alien, got captured in a spaceship. African the alien, bore rhythms cause the spirit said it. African the alien, bore knowledge from the ones who led it. Then they turn around and say the aliens are parasite. Hostile planet with the melanin, the kryptonite. Hostile planet where their children cannot sleep at night. Hostile planet where they learn to survive and fight. Every time they kill them, they revived and then modified. Built and multiplied, stood tall, dignified.
Stolen from the mother, sent him far away, yeah, yeah. History and Mazda full of pain, yeah, yeah. Anger visualizing on the fake, yeah, yeah. Man to man, no praise, I hear that, yeah, yeah. Stolen from the mother, sent him far away, yeah, yeah. History and Mazda full of pain, yeah, yeah. Anger visualizing on the pages. Man to man, no press, I hear that
take. Anger makes you look weak, when really you're a genius. It's common sense. Learn to love the silence and then observate, abdicate. They can never take you from the throne, your own eradicate. Any kind of energy that pin you down, but demonstrate the way you wanna win and reap your destiny. Accumulate all that you need and help the people eat. But remember all the agony and the suffering. Remember all the policies and how they treat the immigrants. From my view, I've seen the way they treat the poor unfairly. Seen a way that strong mothers suffer. Sadly, young men die cause of hunger. Disgustingly, dagger in the back, he left the world painfully.
Stolen from the mother, sent him far away, yeah, yeah. History and Mazda full of pain, yeah, yeah. Anger visualizing on the fake, yeah, yeah. Man to man, no praise, I hear that hate, yeah. Stolen from the mother, sent him far away, yeah, yeah. History and Mazda full of pain, yeah, yeah. Anger visualizing on the fake, yeah, yeah. Man to man, no press, I hear that, hey, hey, hey.
Good off the beaten path here on 101.9 CITR. Listen, if you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Listen, we got a lot to go through. So, like I said, we're going through a bomb cyclone right now. Listen, you might not know what that means, but that just means, listen, it's like experiencing a hurricane, except for it's coming from the West Coast. And it's a little bit aggressive. So we're seeing some winds reach up to 120 knots, so 120 kilometers per hour around on the west coast of Vancouver and near Victoria. And then even here within the Georgia Strait and in the bay, we're seeing speeds of up to about 50 knots gusting, which is quite dangerous. So expect your power to go out. So listen, you know, if you're listening to Off the Beaten Path right now on your laptop, listen, your Wi-Fi might cut out. You can go to CITR.ca and you can tune in and you can keep hearing my voice as the night, you know, takes you into a sweet slumber. But one of the things that won't take you into a sweet slumber is trying to think about, you know, some of the things that I've seen come across in the past few weeks that I cannot help but talk about, which is this past Sunday. I'm not sure how many of you are aware, but it was the 111th Grey Cup here at the here in BC, and it was held at BC Place. The Toronto Argonauts beat the Winnipeg Blue Bombers by about 3 touchdowns. You know, very chill. I feel like the Grey Cup is very chill. Like it's very interesting kind of institution to me when I think about the CFL, because I worked on a project a few years ago where I was able to talk to some super fans of the Argonauts, actually, and kind of hear and see footage from kind of what made them fall in love with the CFL and the Argonauts specifically. And it's one of those things that I find in our society is that we have forgotten. I mean, it was one of those things where, I mean, the idea is that I saw stadiums that were packed, you know, kind of pictures and mementos from people's lifetimes that they're just really connected with, things they wanted to share with their kids, things they have shared with their kids, you know, things that they shared with their parents, memories and moments. And it was very touching, particularly to see at the Argonauts in their old exhibition stadium, see, you know, 60, 70, 80,000 fans, and not just like 70,000 fans and, you know, it was cheering and emotional, and it kind of felt more like a college football game that I've seen, kind of the atmosphere and just the way that people were into it. And I find that, you know, it is one of those things that Canada in general has kind of lost in the past, you know, 2-3 decades, which is kind of that fever behind the CFL, because it is the 111th CFL. And so I don't know if people really know that, because even when I talk about coaching football, when people ask me, you know, kind of like, oh, you teach American football, which I think is just interesting because the CFL is older than any type of iteration of what modern American football would look like. So like the CFL is the older game, but in terms of kind of recognition and even in stature, it is definitely the smaller game. Like even to point out just the notable halftime acts that the CFL has had. And it's very interesting because, I saw an article in the CBC last week about the kind of previewing the halftime show, and they were going over the top 10 halftime shows that the CFL has had. And it's kind of what I say, like indicative into kind of just how, I don't want to say little brother the CFL feels, but it definitely feels more mini, you know, if that's the case. It feels like it's trying to compete in a place where it doesn't need to. But anyways, the most important thing that happened at the CFL was not the halftime show, or the most notable thing that I heard from someone who doesn't watch the CFL, they told me, which was Prince Harry was there. And Prince Harry was there, I guess, trying to drum up some entertainment or some eyeballs for his new games that he's putting on for wounded soldiers, which is notable, you know what I mean? And I think, you know, important for people who come back from war to be able to, you know, have good outlets and, you know, be able to participate and compete in ways that they, you know, maybe weren't able to after they have sustained some type of level of injury. But I was just thinking about it more into kind of looking at like kind of where Prince Harry is at right now. And it's kind of, you know, I don't feel sorry for any of these royals, because I look at Prince Harry and I'm like, I wonder if he's thinking about his own cultural relevance. And I never watched the documentary or read any of their books, or so like if you want to call in and actually give me a better you know, analysis on what you believe it could be, but I can tell you that I might not pick up the phone, just because if you have watched the documentary and you have read the books, I'm not sure that this is the show for you. But maybe it is, you know, maybe, you know, I guess the idea is that I feel like if he's wondering if he's going to get fired soon, you know, like, and I know that he's like not technically with the royals and has been like living in a strange life away from that. But like, when is he going to have to get a real job? You know, like, it's like one of those, whenever you see a TikToker who has been on for like a little bit too long, you know, like, or has kept the same shtick for a little bit too long, you see people comment, put fries in the bag, And I think that is absolutely disrespectful to fast food workers and people who don't, who denigrate like those, because they're not saying that as if that's a real job. They're telling people who are doing TikTok or trying to, you know, trying to do social media as a real job to, they need to get a real job. At the same time, disrespecting the people who actually do put fries in the bag or have their CDL. And but when I look at Prince Harry, that's kind of like the only thing that I really want to say to him. It's like, when are you going to get a real job? Just kind of like, when is it going to happen? Because like, I'm sure he doesn't want to go to the CFL. Like, maybe, because, like, had I gotten free tickets to the CFL game, I would have went. And the CFL is not beneath me. But, like, I don't think it's beneath him either. Like, I think it's kind of exactly where he needed to be. But, like, at the same time, I don't really feel like that's where he wanted to be, you know? Like, I can't imagine, you know, he woke up, you know, 3 or 4 years ago and was like, you know what? I want to go to North America's, like, 14th biggest sporting event to promote the Invictus Games. And he just, you know, ended up at the CFL. Anyways, continue to support the Canadian institution. And maybe, you know, if you do your part as a Canadian, you should just pick a favorite team in the CFL and follow them. I think that would be a great Canadian mandate. If I was to ever become premier, that's what I would do. I would I'll just kind of make everybody pick a CFL team the same way that in the States they make you pick an NFL team. You just got to ride with it. But when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about how this country is trying to send wooden satellites into space, and experts say astronauts one day might live in space in these wooden structures. And I'm here to tell you that seems pretty dumb. And I'm going to tell you why when we get back.
Never see yourself through someone else's lens. Can't write a chapter of your life with someone else's pen. Ink dry, then you cry. Try to write out precious lies. They be by, you see, I have no time to compromise. People lying in they raps like they lying in they sleep. Label sign another act, dog, it's rinse and repeat. Whole world in our palms, but it's just out our reach. You're no castles made of sand, melt eventually. Let the pendulum swing, enjoy this life until I die. Been a rock star, before stars was rocking in the sky. Pray to the God above, the God of love. Can a ghetto guy get another godly nut? In this world where your value's always measured in books, I'ma slide, I'ma strut, cross a Jupiter butt. I'm only here for a eon that's more than enough to stake my soul out the roof and tell them I don't give a fuck.
They only pay the bad and then they're gone. Oh, where we are, never say. Specimen, bitches fuck with me cause I ain't pressing them. Heartless empty skeleton, it's time that I accepted it. I'm growing up and shed the skin, but please don't get it twisted. I am not above no petty shit. I'm crazy, baby, most of the shit I do not recommend. I'm dancing with the devil, feeling well up in my element. You could pick the room, I'ma always be the elephant. You could pick the tomb, I'ma take a while to settle in.
They only pay the bad and then they're gone. Oh, where we are, never say.
Thank you. feels like something, anything. Let's bite the bullet, fight this war together. You're drawn to me by gravity, playing as the bomb in front of me. I'll save a place for you to lay your cheek.
Back with Ultimate Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen, you can call in at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Listen, you know, we're getting into the holiday season as we start to kind of wind the year down. And I find the rhythm of our, you know, kind of the ways in which we've developed time to be quite nice. Just because if it does, I feel like the winter time does feel like you should be winding it down. And I don't know why work always feels so much, so stressful at this time. Like at one point, like I can definitely understand, you know, the year end and kind of getting things done by the year end. But like, in all reality, January is no different than December, and February is no different than November. And, you know, we really try to rush to make sure things are done by the end of the year. But these things are continuous, you know, and I always find it a little bit stressful during this time of the year just because of the ways in which we kind of think about our work as not continuous when it's all just one big loop. So I don't know if you could have guessed, but Japan is the country that's going to send up, which I think is pretty interesting, send up some wooden structures, wooden satellites in the air. And so in the picture, you guys can't see it, but the guy is holding one of the satellites that they are putting into space, the wooden satellites. And one, I just thought that, whoa, I just thought satellites were a little bit bigger than something that somebody is able to hold into their hand. However, I realize I don't really know shit about satellites. Like everything I learned about satellites has come from either Apollo 13, has come from me watching Deep Space Nine, has come from me watching some Star Trek, it's come from me, you know, Interstellar, and I think Gravity with Sandra Bullock. Like, every single, what I'm saying is that I don't know shit about satellites, and everything I've learned about them is from either a movie or, like, how do you watch a movie? Like, watching, you know, like, going outside and seeing somebody's dish, and you're like, okay, that is pointing at a satellite, but I don't know how it works. Anyways, they're trying to make wooden ones and saying that maybe astronauts could sleep in air. And so I just could not imagine, like, you know, going through school, you know, 25 years, your focus. I feel like if you want to be an astronaut, your focus is on becoming an astronaut. Like you dream about becoming an astronaut, and then your reality ends up as a drone operator. But like that initial dream is like, I wanted to be sent up in space. And let's say like you go through all those grueling tests that they did in Apollo 13 and the jungle gyms and the roller coasters and shit. And you make it to be an astronaut. And then they tell you that you're going to be on the first experimental wood space station, and like you are in a cabin in the woods. And I could just imagine like how disappointing you'd have to be, because like, who's signing up for that? Like, I feel like that's like when they're, that's like when they'll like finally bang out like, this is the first all woman crew, or this is the first all black astronaut crew. And they won't tell you that they're sending them up there to go into the wooden cabins that they've just recently built and tested to see if these would be a good thing to bring into space. Because I feel like that's how I imagine happens. Like, that's like in my Christmas horror, you know, sci-fi mega thriller. That's what happens, is we're testing out this new experimental, and it's supposed to be, 100% be. That's exactly what they do in real life. So I don't even know if they do it in a movie, but absolutely in real life. If you're like me, one of the things that you've noticed is that sometimes cheese can be ridiculously expensive. And one of those things is that, like, I always just thought that cheese prices are up. The people who buy cheese, particularly the good cheese, often have a little bit more disposable income, and they feel like they can tax people like us, you know, people like us who eat cheese. And, but that's not true all of the times. Some of the times it's because of these cheese heists, as BC cops have foiled another one. So look, if you listen to the show before, or you just know me, you know that I just kind of love heists. Like, heists are kind of like my thing. Like, I wish I could pull one off. I don't have what it takes right now, but maybe one day I will. And I kind of like heists. And so some of the recent heists have been pretty sophisticated when it comes to cheese. And cheese is not something that I would have immediately thought that people steal. But now when I'm thinking about kind of like what cheese costs and how you can sell a tiny brick of cheese for about $18, then I can see, you know, it might, could be lucrative, because I 100% would buy black market cheese. Like, if there was somebody out here selling black market cheese, I am your customer. Not only do I know where to get offload the cheese, but I know some of the best charcuterie board makers in the city, and I know people who could use the cheese plug. So if you're listening and you're committing cheese heist and you just wanted to be shouted out, listen, I'm your guy. If you need a place to, you know what I'm saying, get rid of some of that cheese, I'm also your guy. And if you want to hear more about the cheese stories, I'm also your guy. I'm going to tell you a little bit how they are stealing this cheese when we come back from a musical break.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as
Run for Them Life. When I step into the jungle,
we offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you. This time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this: Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
Flatbush, Fort Greene, Clinton Hill. Put them up. Yeah. I really think like I'm just a hopeless romantic and shit. But hear me out. I don't need a D-boy, I need me a D-boy. Need me a druggie, I need you to fiend, boy. I could gas you up, but don't need the detour. Just need the stick shift without the recoil. Can't do the maintenance without the pep, boy. So make sure you tune me up when I step, boy. Oh, no, I make your ass sick, but I'm the only one heavy doing backflips with the gymnastics, aerodynamics. No, you used to wear arrow, but I won't say shit, cause I'm your diary, like a leash key Swiss. Us versus the world will be a meme playlist. So would you save this? Put me in your favorites, or would you just play me then go back to your favorite? A lot of questions need answering, but I like to start with the romance. Yeah,
like, your love, you think I was on drugs, meaning for your touch. I just wanna be close to you. Close to you.
Spartavius Vandross, your excellency. Which one of thine niggas out there messing with thee? You was with me when I was poor. You was letting me drive your Nissan Altima down the road. You invested in me. I done played a million shows, I done rapped a million flows, I done made a million euros, hope I saved a million souls, I done made a million mistakes, told a million and once I rose, I done definitely. Don't I always come back to you eventually? Don't I come back to you gung-ho? Ain't I like young L.A., young Dro? Won't I pick you over young hoes? I'm indebted to you. Aw, damn, baby, girl, you a blessing to me. Out of all the niggas here, you think you was destined for me?
Mind my words, because they're gonna last forever. But I also speak my mind, because it's gonna last forever.
100 years later and the sky is recording me.
Spend the night at mine.
Back It Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR. Listen, if you are not familiar with CITR, kind of what CITR does here, is it is a community radio station. And what that means is not only do we have people who are just a part of the community here doing shows, but also the community here supports some local artists. So if you are a fan of music and maybe you want to take a week off from listening to Off the Beam Path, you can go every Tuesday from, I believe, 10 to 1 down at Red Studio on Main Street, like Main and 4th. You can go down to the Shindig. So what the Shindig is, it is a basically like a Battle of the Band competition. And there is a final on December 6th where CITR will be doing a live show. I'm not sure whether I'll be there. But listen, CITR will be hosting a live show, having the Shindig. So you should go out and you should check them out. Listen, it's all up-and-coming bands, up-and-coming artists here out of Vancouver. It's a great opportunity to just kind of like be a part of, you know, a growing, always continuing to grow community, and also seeing what some people are putting together and doing with their free time. I definitely think that it's worth it. It's definitely worth being a part of. I've seen some great acts at the Shindig in years past, and who you never know who will stop by. It is so back to the cheese, because I know that's why y'all want to know. So basically on last Thursday was like kind of one of the last cheese heists that had been foiled. So at Whole Foods in North Vancouver, there had been a patrol on September 29th because they found a cart full of cheese outside the grocery store. The suspect fled on foot, leaving $12,800 worth of cheese behind. This most recent attempt came after basically the cheese world, Big Cheese, is still reeling after a UK cheese heist that made off with more than 300,000 pounds, so almost 540,000 Canadian pesos of award-winning cheddar. The 63-year-old man who made the theft was arrested and released on bail. It's crazy because people are targeting cheese due to its high resale value on the black market. And it's also interesting just because the people who I know in my life who eat cheese the most are the least likely to get approached for stealing in a grocery store, which statistically is, I have always been a big proponent of stopping and frisking. Listen, what I was going to say wasn't going to sound right. So listen, erase what you thought I was going to say, but you know exactly where I was going to go. It's just that we know who's stealing the cheese. Listen, I know who's stealing the cheese. And if the RCMP, listen, I don't fuck with the police. I don't work with the police, but like I do consult for the police for a fee. So if the police want to, you know, come talk to me and find out a better target profile for who they should be looking out for, who they should be setting their patrol sites on. Listen, I have no problem pointing them in the direction of these people, because I know who they are, and I'm tired of them getting away with their shit. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, so basically, what you've seen is that cheese has gone up, nearly doubled in the past 5 years, and so there is an illicit sector of cheese worth $30 billion a year, which is in fucking sane. I did not know that. I did not know that that was a thing. And I feel like Big Cheese is covering that up because they don't want us to know that it's clearly easy as hell to steal cheese. And if you see me in No Frills this week, mind your business. Mind your business. Listen, so I don't know if you've, as you kind of start to look around and you see the weather changing and you see the fact that there's been an E. coli outbreak at McDonald's, there's been an E. coli outbreak of organic carrots sold in the U.S. Listen, everything is kind of dangerous to eat. So I don't know what to tell you. I'm just here to tell you everything is a little bit dangerous to eat. So make sure that you are preparing your food, not just eating raw carrots or eating your raw McDonald's, but try and take care of yourself. It's hard out here. Moving on, though, this is something that's very important because here in Vancouver, we like to believe that there is when I say we, I mean people in Vancouver, because I still feel like when I say we, there's like a specific we that I'm talking about, and it's never the people who I'm talking about. However, here in Vancouver, like to feel as if this is a progressive place that doesn't, this is what people like to feel, that doesn't have any type of racial animus or, underlying vibes, when the CBC can write, articles about why BC and Canada could be attracting Mexican drug cartel activity. RCMP revealed Wednesday that three men connected to Mexican cartel have been charged with drug offenses. And listen, when I see this, it just kind of like rings in like bing, 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 that like this is something should be fishy about kind of this article. Just because it says blaming any type of drug activity in Vancouver or in BC in Canada, maybe I'm a little bit naive. But there's been lots of drugs here way before the Mexicans started showing up here in Vancouver. Because, I mean, this is one of the things is that when I first arrived here in Canada, that was like one of the biggest differences from here, from where I moved from, was there was no Hispanic people here. And then quickly over the past 9 years, there has been a large increase in the amount of Hispanic people here, which has been great because I like Hispanic people, that makes me feel a little bit more like home. But when you get that, then you get the isms that come out, and I have heard my fair share of overheard conversations where people have talked about the migration patterns of people in a way that continues kind of their xenophobic, kind of reaction to the movement of people. And I found this to be interesting because just a few weeks ago, I was driving through Coquitlam, and you see just in Coquitlam, they have a huge Hell's Angel clubhouse with a huge Hell's Angels decal on the side. And like, we know that those people are carrying drugs, but talking about Mexican drug cartel is just such a sexy, exotic topic that it was just kind of something that pops up. And I know that it doesn't come from a good place. So when you read the article, you can feel like, obviously we know that Vancouver is an attractive place for drugs to come in and for drug trafficking to kind of either start or end just because of the port. But when we start to use the rhetoric, I think Mexican cartels is just salacious and gets us into a place where we may not want to go. One of the things that I found, which I think is crazy as we kind of get into the last few, I can get home before it starts to really rain, is that there are over 12 million full-time influencers in the U.S., 27 million paid content creators in the U.S., and 44% of them say full-time media is their new job, which is insane, especially because I was like, it was probably like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, where we talked to, I did a research project talking to some youth and how they just, I'd never seen people more certain that they were going to be social media influencers in their life. Like that was like what their career was going to be. And it kind of sounded like a pipe dream, you know, like saying like, I want to go to the NFL, I want to go to the NBA, like, except for a little bit less noble. And I would say less noble, less honorable. It just feels like a little bit less, right? Like the goal seems a little bit more attainable in a way, but also felt out of reach, right? However, understanding that there are 12 million people in the United States who make who are full-time, you know, influencers is surprising, and is not surprising, because I would love to see the data behind this, because I can imagine 12 million people, a lot of people. That is a lot of people. That is nearly 2% of the United States population. And like, I would say like, and it's crazy, because I think of the people who I know personally in my life who make money off social media, and then the people who I see online, and I could believe it. Just like, especially if it's if we're counting like adult influencers in there, because there are, I'm gonna even say influencers, but adult content creators, because there are a lot of people who are willingly and freely giving their money up. And I think that's kind of like what we see, like when we see, you know, I think I updated my Google Chrome today, and it gave me now some version, I get more ads on my pages, you know, like that. Or we see just kind of the behaviors in which gambling companies are treating us, like, you know, giving free offers and trying to get everybody to sign up. Like, there's literally nothing that's sacred anymore. I saw Don Lemon shilling for a gambling company before the election started. Like, there's nothing that's sacred anymore, and everything is for sale, and kind of everybody is for sale, and even the people, you know, the extremely talented, you know, the people who with the traditional talent that we've seen are also, you know, just kind of a part of this mission to get this money, and which means that there's money out there. And so it seems like 12 million people are finding, 27 million people are finding it, and there should be 27 million in one, because my ass needs to be doing something to be collecting on some of these checks, because, listen, if there's 12 million people out there who can be influencers, like, I feel like I gotta be 11,999,999 worthy, you know, you would think so. But also top 2% is quite good. But, you know, I wonder if everybody's an influencer, who's being influenced, and something you should think about kind of as we end the show, because listen, we're here every Tuesday and we do this every week. So peace and blessings to you and yours, and stay safe in the weather. I'm going to let you guys go with some Negro Impactico Fangirl, because one of my shows that I like to watch, which we'll talk about next week once I finish this season, centers around Fanboy. So stay tuned.
Crazy lately, baby. Ooh. I've been thinking of you lately. I've been missing you like crazy, crazy. Babe, I know well. You can see it written in your eyes. You know that you're just my type. I know that you feel like we could find a compromise. You escape if we could catch a fight.